This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, into hour number two. We've got so much massive news, so many important things we haven't even gotten to yet. We haven't recapped the final developments at Bilderberg 2014 and how important this year's coverage was. I wouldn't say as big as last year, but with thousands of protesters, but it was definitely a big year with a lot of foreign coverage. David Knight's going to be covering that in the third hour with a special guest from England. Paul Watson's coming up in about 20 minutes. He'll be riding shotgun with David Knight as well. But David, getting back into the secret experimentation, this is only the tip of the iceberg. What else is going on we don't know about? And when the group you're affiliated with and worked with caught them, you know, gassing people in hospitals, no one got in trouble.
That's right.
This year. And then now, will anyone get in trouble killing preemies, cutting their oxygen off? I mean, it's just getting incredible.
That's right, Alex. I thought one of the interesting things out of this article was it said that 9 months after they had a public meeting to examine this, NIH and HHS officials have yet to propose a remedy to avoid a repeat of the controversy. Well, of course, because when it was exposed about the EPA testing at the University of North Carolina, the group I was involved with filed a restraining order, tried to get a temporary restraining order. The judge turned that down. They've now been rebuffed throughout the different levels. So the government is fine with this kind of stuff. And, of course, they're not going to get anything from the NIH to keep from having a repeat of this. It keeps on going. But let me read you this quote from an internationally recognized expert on research ethics. This is a Dr. Michael Carame or Carome. I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name. But he said, the word unethical doesn't even begin to describe the egregious and shocking deficiencies in the informed consent process for the study. He said parents of the infants who were enrolled in this study were misled about its purpose. They were misled to believe everything was being done in the name of standard care. Therefore, there were no predictable risks to their babies, and yet we see they have tremendous risks. Many of them have had serious vision disorders because they got too much oxygen. Many others have been brain damaged because they didn't have sufficient oxygen. At least one of the three that she's talking about specifically in her article died. So that's the situation.
David, this is too important. Paul Watson's going to be joining you in the next segment. I want you to start the next segment. I'm going to hand the baton to you right now. I'd like you to go back into these numbers and just boil down this Mengele-level stuff for people and put bookends on it for them so they understand the elitist mentality, and then get into all the other news you're going to be covering today. What else are you planning to get to? I know Watson's adding the link to the Justice Department video in his article where Holder said the main threat is domestic groups. They're setting up domestic task forces to go after anybody that isn't a total criminal and anybody that loves freedom. What else are you going to be covering today, David?
Well, you know, Alex, this is a story coming from Cheryl Atkinson. You remember she was a reporter who left CBS. She was absolutely fed up with the way the news was controlled and censored to promote an agenda. And so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how we're seeing real journalists stand up, like this young teenager, Andrew Demeter. Now, he was an entrant into the Paul Revere contest. He had several excellent entries in there. And, of course, he really embarrassed Nancy Pelosi just by asking her direct questions about the NSA's activity.
Let's get into that. Absolutely. Because, absolutely, hit exactly, come back for people. Let's hit that story about the kids and then explain how it's a real journalist who did Fast and Furious, you name it, who left CBS because she was being censored, and now she's exposing this evil. We're the real journalists. Ladies like that are the real journalists, and we'll end up with the audiences and do the right thing and destroy the globalists just by virtue of truth-telling. And that's why they want to censor the web and want to get rid of whistleblower protection, because they're scared of the press. They tried to buy off the press. That just discredited the press. Now that the new press has risen with Drudge and InfoWars and WorldNet Daily and so many others, they now are going to try to shut us down free speech-wise. That's why we're in a race, listeners, to explode in size, to get up on our feet fully, and to really give the globalists a run for their money and to stop their censorship. That's why people shouldn't take for granted the fact that we're on air and that we'll be here next week. Only spreading the word and supporting us will do it. So we need that call to arms. David Knight, great job at Bilderberg 2014, your wife and Josh Owens and the rest of the crew. I hand you and Paul Watson the baton right now. Give them hell, brother. We'll be right back. Alex Jones.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here, and I'll be joined with Paul Joseph Watson. And later on in the show, we're going to have Richie Allen from the UK give us a British perspective on Bilderberg. He's been watching it very closely, as we have. Paul and I were both there in Copenhagen. And this year was a bit different in several different ways. I guess no 2 years are alike. We learned some things. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour with Richie Allen. We were just talking to Alex about this breaking report from Cheryl Atkinson. Now, she is a journalist who left CBS, and now she's working in an independent mode because she was tired of having her stories controlled. She said that she resigned because she feels like the mainstream media is heading down a dangerous path with attempts to censor or block stories that don't align with their preferred agenda. Those are her words. Those are our words as well. That's why we were at Bilderberg. For the longest time, that place didn't even exist because the mainstream media heads blocked any information about that and then ridiculed anybody who reported on it. Now they're still at the ridicule point. They can no longer credibly say that it doesn't exist because there are too many people out there reporting that it in fact does. Perhaps if people realize that they were lied to the existence about Bilderberg at the same time that heads of major media organizations like the New York Times, like the Washington Post, like the Wall Street Journal were in attendance inside Bilderberg, and they were telling people that it didn't exist. Perhaps at that point, people will start to say, why is it that 150 of the most powerful people politically, security, spies, bankers, multinational corporations, why are they meeting here? And they're telling us that they're not meeting here, and they've got tremendous amounts of security. Maybe then they'll start to wake up and start to look at what is being done there. And we have a lot of quotes from the people over the years as to what they have produced there. But getting back to journalism, I think this week it's a real highlight of what the difference is between the fake media and the real media. Now, this week marks the 25th anniversary of the crackdown at Tiananmen Square. That'll be tomorrow. That'll be when the government said, we've had enough, and they finally moved against them. And as I was abroad, there were a lot of articles about what's going on in China. And there was a quote from an army general. He said he went to these meetings and he absolutely refused to use his division against the protesters. He said, I don't want to be on that side of history. I don't want to be remembered as a murderer. Well, they don't remember these people as murderers in China. Most of the people there don't know anything about it. Because for 25 years, there's been no news about what happened at Tiananmen Square inside of China. They have taken it out of the textbooks. They've taken it out of the news stories. That's what we don't want to see happen here. So Cheryl Atkinson's story, not only what happened with the government-backed study, and this, again, I want to repeat this. This is 1,300 premature babies. People who will do these kind of experiments to babies who are struggling to breathe, babies with tubes all over them to keep them alive. And what did they do? What was the response of our government? To play games with them, to play God with them, to adjust the level of oxygen. And again, as I mentioned, too much oxygen, the babies go blind. Too little oxygen, they get brain damage or death. And that is what happened. A government that can do this is morally capable of doing anything. And we've seen this over and over again in the story that we broke a couple of years ago at InfoWars about the medical experimentation at the University of North Carolina, where the EPA was trying to make a case for greater regulations. And in order to do that, they were perfectly willing to make people sick or kill them. Lisa Jackson had just testified before Congress that she thought there were more people that were dying of particulate matter than people who were dying of cancer. Now, that was an obvious lie. And Markey, the congressman who worked with that, they had already rehearsed before what they were going to do, and he's coaching her. You can tell because he even steps on her lines at one point. It was really an obvious nonsense. But people didn't die there, but they were trying to get people who would be sick. They were searching for people who already had respiratory illnesses, who already had heart illness. And what they did then was they exposed them to levels that the EPA already said were fatal. They exposed them to levels that were 70 to 100 times what the EPA was maintaining were already fatal levels. Why? So that they could grow their bureaucracy, so that they could grow the regulations, so that they could shut down coal plants. Now, what is the agenda with the National Institute of Health that would cause them to go in and deprive premature infants of oxygen? Is this just out of intellectual curiosity? Because we already know what that does. They're trying to find a sweet spot. When I got my scuba diving certificate, I was told that was the way they had developed the bends tables for divers was through trial and error. Now, presumably, that was done with the consent of the Navy divers, but they do a lot of experiments on military personnel that they never get informed consent from, and that's the key. They were not willing to pull that back. They were not willing to put a restraining order on these experiments as they were going on at the University of North Carolina. And they wonder, is there anything that's going to be done to keep our government from doing something like this again? And I think the most cynical thing about this entire study is that this first couple that Cheryl Atkinson reports on, they thought that they were a support group from the government that was going to help them go through the process. Support was the acronym that they used, just like the Patriot Act. Support, actually, they were not a support group. Support actually stood for surfactant positive airway pressure and pulse oximetry randomized trial. They put this in a constrained acronym just so they could come to these people and say, were a support group and not be flat out lying to them and with their fingers crossed behind their back. And yet it was a lie. You cannot ethically, you cannot ever get conformed consent for human experimentation that is life-threatening, that presents this kind of damage. Even if they had gotten the parents' consent, they would not have ethically been able to do that. But, of course, they're already trying to get parents' consent for abortions. And as we covered yesterday, as Jakari Jackson covered on the Nightly News yesterday, and Chris just brought this article into me, we had this up on InfoWars. This is a letter, a pastoral letter that Planned Parenthood was sending out, giving to people who are considering an abortion. And they said, if you'd like to speak with a clergy person, your local Planned Parenthood Health Center can refer you to someone who will be supportive of you and your decision. Your privacy will be protected. All conversations will be completely confidential. So there you go. I guess if you can, with a parental consent, murder a child, then I guess our government can do that to 1,300 children. But as I pointed out earlier, this is, I think, a week that we need to think about press freedom. We need to think about what real journalism is. You know, earlier Alex was talking about the revelations that Steve Pachinik had about being prosecuted, being pursued by the State Department, by Obama's State Department. We need to remember that under the Espionage Act of 1917, there have only been 11 cases since 1917. That means that in 92 years, there were 4 prosecutions. Then in Obama's 5 years, there have been 7 prosecutions. Do you understand that? Do you see how that's stepped up? And, of course, one of those people that's being prosecuted is James Risen, a New York Times reporter, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he was just rejected from having his case heard before the U.S. Supreme Court because he did not want to give up his journalistic source. Now, this is a case where this is part of his book, his 2006 book, State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration. And in that story, there was a CIA agent, Sterling, who told Risen, someone who told Risen about a mismanaged CIA scheme to supply Iran with inaccurate nuclear weapon blueprints. The misinformation ploy fell apart. He said after the Russian scientist who delivered the plans noticed that it had design flaws, and he tipped off the Iranians. So this is something that was in his book. They want to know who the CIA agent was that did this. He's protecting his source on principle. He says he's ready to go to jail, and he may very well go to jail because Obama has been aggressively going after journalists while he's releasing Taliban people. But before I get on to that, I want to talk about the fact that we had this teenager, Andrew Demeter, who confronted Nancy Pelosi. Now, Andrew Demeter was one of the Paul Revere contestants. He entered several fine documentaries. That was a year ago. We've interviewed him in the past. Leanne McAdoo has interviewed him, and you can see that interview in the article that we linked to. But I think it's pretty amazing that he confronts Nancy Pelosi and, again, asks her the obvious questions. He says, isn't the NSA program, where it's doing dragnet spying of the entire population, isn't that a violation of the Fourth Amendment? It really took her off balance. Do we have a clip of that that we can play, guys?
Why do you support the NSA's illegal and ubiquitous data collection?
Well, I have questions about the metadata collection that they were collecting, unless they had a reason to do so. I didn't support Amash, that resolution. I didn't think that was the appropriate resolution. But I do think that the burden is on the department, and I have fought them for years, on the community, fought them for
She's
years.
She's just rambling. She's not prepared for this. It's pretty amazing. You need to watch this whole video, complete with subtitles. Excellent job, Andrew Demeter. That's real journalism. I liked this quote, but before we go to it, I want to ask Paul Joseph Watson about this. He posted the article today, and we got Paul joining us from the UK. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hi, David. Did you get some sleep?
A little bit, not much. Kind of the sleep setting up in an airplane is basically it. How about you?
Well, I got back a lot earlier than you, so I'm lucky.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing. And as you pointed out in the article here, and this is the thing that I thought was most telling, is that he had to fight with C-SPAN in order to get their video footage. And the reason that they gave for it, they said, We wouldn't want to damage C-SPAN's relationship with Leader Pelosi and her office. So I want to get your comments on that as we come back. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Paul? It's about maintaining their access, because here's C-SPAN. You know, they're not like CBS, but they are like CBS because they want, even though they're publicly funded, they want access to those people. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to freecovertknife.com. Go now.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And I just wanted to get Paul's take on this article that he put up about Andrew Demeter, a teenager, confronting Nancy Pelosi about NSA spying. Watson, that was a great article. This guy is really good. We had several entries from him, as I mentioned before, in the Paul Revere contest. I really like what he had to say, and it's just a simple question that he asked her, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what we need to remember about Andrew Demeter is the fact that he's only 16 years old. And,
yeah.
You know, he's got to be one of the most eloquent 16-year-olds I've ever heard.
That's right.
So he's a credit to his generation, and he's, you know, he's an inspiration to others. But the key about the article and the key about this confrontation with Pelosi, let's remember, of course, that initially he was supposed to meet Harry Reid. This occurred back in April when Harry Reid called support of Clive and Bundy domestic terrorists. So he was planning to hand a constitution, a copy of the constitution, to Harry Reid. So he had to go through this metal detector there in the Capitol. They asked him what he had. He said he had a constitution for Harry Reid. That got cancelled. So Pelosi was the poor substitute. And so, you know, he had this opportunity to confront her about the NSA, but he was only able to whip out his phone after he had already asked the question and begin filming her. That's why he needed the C-SPAN B-roll footage, which they were filming from further back, to get the whole confrontation. So, as he said, he went back and forth with C-SPAN on an email tug of war just to try and get this footage. And as he mentioned before the break, they pressed Demeter as to why it mattered that he got the footage. And it turned out that the quote they told him was, "We wouldn't want to damage C-SPAN's relationship with Leader Pelosi and her office." So that's why they were restrained on giving Demeter the footage in the first place, because they didn't want to damage their relations with Pelosi. So again, it drills down to this point whereby a 16-year-old with a cell phone camera is more hard-hitting, more of a muckraking journalist than a global brand like C-SPAN, backed by, you know, billions and billions of dollars of funding. And they're representative of the mainstream media. They don't ask hard questions. They're getting embarrassed. They're getting put to shame by a 16-year-old with a cell phone camera.
Absolutely. I remember when they were working on Obamacare and somebody yelled to Nancy Pelosi, "What's the constitutional basis for that?" And she just laughed it off and said, "Are you serious? Are you serious?" and walked off. That was very telling. But I just love the way she stammered and stuttered about this. I mean, she clearly wasn't expecting anything like this from some high school students. And he was very self-deprecating. He said, "If I, a shy, socially inept high school student," I'm reading from your article here, "can expose on a global scale the paradox that is politics by asking nothing more than a question, then so can you." That's exactly it. I mean, he embodies what we were trying to do with the Paul Revere contest, and that was to get people to realize that they could go out and produce their own news. They could do their own stories, their own films. They could get these people because, and isn't this the case, Paul, that what this really kind of shows us is that the real danger of one of the real dangers of violating everybody's privacy is the self-censorship that comes after that. Now, in the case of the news media, we see this as censoring themselves about what they want to say because they want access. But for us as individuals, once we get intimidated by the fact that the NSA is watching everything that we're doing and listening to everything that we're doing, it really does have a big effect on our actions. And I was told privately by one of the Danes that we met in Copenhagen that there were a lot of Danish people that were afraid, that were aware of what was going on with Bilderberg, but they did not want to show up there. They did not want to get their pictures on camera because they were afraid that would have real repercussions for them, because the government is so intertwined with people's jobs in the welfare state there in Copenhagen and Denmark.
I think it gets to a point, David, where if you become as public as possible, then it goes beyond the intimidation. And in fact, you end up getting treated better, because the establishment is so afraid of mistreating you that you might produce a story about it, you might throw the shame back on them. But you actually, the bolder you are, the better you end up being treated. Whether that applies to surveillance or not, I don't know. But exactly, it's an intimidation tactic. And when people say, "Well, what do you have to hide? You know, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about. Well, then give me your email password. Give me your bank account login access. they won't do it. But if the government's asking for it, it's all well and good. So again, it's that contradiction, but that's definitely a part of the NSA surveillance. It's about making us believe that we're all under constant watch, when in fact they can't watch what we're doing all the time. It's keywords, it's databases, and that prevents people from expressing their freedoms. Just as
we're going to be right, we've got to take a break, okay, Paul. We're going to be right back, and what you said is absolutely true. We've seen that in the case of John Corbett. We'll talk about that as he went with the TSA. What they did was they backed off and said, "All right, you got a pass for life."
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Now, we were just together in Copenhagen for the Bilderberg meeting this year, and we're going to be joined in the third hour with Richie Allen, and we're going to be talking about his take. He's also British, and we're going to be talking about his take on Bilderberg and how it was different this year, and we're going to share some of the things that we saw there together. But before we get to that, we've been talking about journalism and free press, and there's a lot of things happening this week. You know, later this week, tomorrow is the 25th anniversary of the Chinese government cracking down at Tiananmen Square, pushing back against the people who are demonstrating there, the students who are demonstrating for their freedom. The day after that is the 1 year anniversary of the Snowden leaks. And so there are some groups on the internet that are going to be holding a rally to try to get people to be aware that they need to do things to protect their own privacy. And as we were talking about this, it's not just the Tiananmen Square students. We had Andrew Demeter, someone who has is no stranger to those who watch the Paul Revere contest or follows InfoWars, a 16-year-old. Now, he was in a position where he was able to directly ask Nancy Pelosi a question, and he got to ask her, what about the Fourth Amendment and the NSA? And she just started fumbling all over herself. Paul, when we were abroad, looking at the different ways that police interact with people and then going through all the hassles that we went through to come back into this country, I saw this article today about more U.S. citizens turning in their passports. They said 1,001 U.S. citizens gave up their citizenship in just the first quarter of this year, more than the total in 2012, and already about a third of 2013's record-breaking 3,000. Now, this article from the Washington Examiner is focusing on the financial aspects of it, but I think it has to do with the entire perspective, the loss of privacy. And there's another article that's come out about how this new financial database that Dodd-Frank created, they are now going to start collecting virtually everything in the open from about 227 million Americans, looking at every mortgage going back to, I believe it was 1998, and every bit of supporting information about you and your household, demographic and personal. That's what I think a lot of people are leaving America, because they're worried about not just the money that's being confiscated, but the police state.
Well, the fact that more data is being kept than ever before is a given, but the ultimate scandal, of course, with the NSA is going to turn out to be that not just metadata, but distinct conversations, specific details about people's bank accounts, their online chats, every single shred of communication you can imagine is being stored. Because as former NSA whistleblower William Binney said, to store the metadata would only require relatively small physical storage space. The kind of space that the NSA have now got in centers like Bluffdale and others is so vast that the only explanation possible is that they're storing every phone conversation. We're talking audio, transcripts, we're talking emails, we're talking online chats. They're storing absolutely everything. Doesn't mean that they've got the personnel to analyze it, or indeed the computer algorithms that are strong or quick enough to analyze it all. But using keyword logging, they can begin to do that. That is the ultimate scandal. And I think eventually the Snowden revelations will start to lean in that direction. More and more confirmation that each shred of individual communication is being stored by the NSA, not just things like metadata.
Yeah, and since we haven't done anything about it, they're getting even more bold about this. And, of course, we have a new bureaucracy that was created by Dodd-Frank. That's the, and listen to this, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's the same kind of cynical acronym as we were talking about before about the Patriot Act. And these people who said that they were going to the support acronym that they came up with so they could go in and tell these poor parents that they were essentially a support group. Actually, they were going to be depriving their premature babies of oxygen or giving them too much oxygen, which creates vision issues. We see these kinds of cynical efforts over and over again. And we need to play a report here. I want to give people some information about health issues, because as we see over and over again, there's things that we can't do on a public basis, but we can do on a one-to-one basis. You know, when I was in Copenhagen, there was another guy that I talked to, and he said he's trying to wake people there up, but he said they don't believe me. He said, I tell them that in America they put fluoride in the water, and they think I'm a crazy conspiracist. They don't believe that that would happen, that anybody would do that, because they've never fluoridated the water in Denmark. But they do that here, and even though we can politically get active and we can try to change things individually, we still need to ultimately take responsibility for our own health and for that of our family. And so I want to give you this report here that we got in right after it. I want to talk with you, Paul, about what's going to actually be collected up front on people. Besides Social Security number, there's a wealth of information that's then going to be tracking everything about Americans. Besides just their conversations that the NSA is doing, they're going to create a complete financial profile of you and your family. What will they use that for? We'll talk about that right after this report.
In January of this year, I sent Ja'Kari Jackson and other InfoWars.com reporters to the west coast of the United States to investigate the reports of massive radiation spikes, 10 times in some cases what the background radiation is supposed to be. Professional groups, private organizations, and citizens alike were going out with their field meters and Geiger counters and picking up huge spikes in San Francisco, Los Angeles, but as far north as Seattle. Ja'Kari and our reporters not only confirmed increased radiation, they found it all over the western coastline.
Why is this not a national news story? Why is this not an international news story that these power plants are registering lower radiation than what is being found in Half Moon Bay?
We had witnessed a coordinated cover-up by Tokyo Electric and the Japanese government of the cancers and deaths and thyroid ailments plaguing Japan in the first 3 years after the disaster. So the question was, is there a cover-up going on in the United States and North America as a whole? Turns out the EPA, within just a few months of the Fukushima disaster, with the trade winds and currents coming right into the United States, had indeed raised the levels of what they claimed was safe for the population. In some cases, more than 1,000 times what they had previously claimed was safe. So we continued to investigate and noticed that just a few months after Fukushima, tuna had been caught off the coast of the United States with higher levels of radiation, buried in reports that got little or no attention. We began to discover massive deformities in whales and other sea life, seal die-offs, starfish die-offs, massive fish die-offs. And when our reporters went and tested the fish that were being caught off the coast of California, the radiation levels spiked dramatically.
It's almost double.
There's a reason I sent my reporters to the West Coast. It's to draw attention to the fact that the nuclear industries in the United States and worldwide are out of control. More than 75% of reactors in North America are currently leaking. In the past, every one of these leaks would have been a huge issue. Now, it's as if radiation is good for us. In fact, Ann Coulter and others have come out and said that we should be thankful for the radiation. The Japanese should be thankful because, after all, it's good for them.
Radiation in excess of what the government says are the minimum amounts right. You should be exposed to are actually good for you and reduce cases of cancer.
Tell that to all the valiant rescue workers who tried to secure the damaged plant who've now succumbed from radiation sickness and died. And tell that to the sailors and crew of the USS Ronald Reagan, many of which are dead and dying now from radiation poisoning. And the VA will not give them any care and basically puts them on a death panel list to wait and die.
Our sources tell us many were placed on a secret list designed by VA managers to hide the fact veterans were waiting months to see a doctor.
Bottom line, it is important that we draw attention to the fact that this industry is out of control. And we also draw attention to the fact that the federal government itself is ordering millions and millions of dosages of potassium iodide for federal workers while telling the general population that, oh, you don't need to have that unless you live right next door to a nuclear power plant.
They're acting like they're preparing for some sort of nuclear emergency right now, because we now know that the Department of Health and Human Services, for example, they just ordered an unprecedented 14 million doses of potassium iodide, which, you know, protects the body in the event of radioactive poisoning. So right. The federal government, they are already acting as if there's been a severe nuclear accident. Does that concern you as much as it does me?
Oh, yes. It concerns me not only as a journalist, but as a just general citizen.
The truth is, radiation is an invisible poison that's all around us, and the levels of it are going up. It was in my research to find ways to try to shield my family or mitigate the dangers of increased radiation that I discovered that iodine was a key component and that the government was hoarding it. But the type of iodine they're hoarding is something you only take during a huge disaster, not something that you take on a daily basis that from the research helps your glands and body overall to be healthier. That's why we developed with Dr. Edward Group Survival Shield, a proprietary new form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield has been incredibly popular because of the results people have gotten, but also because it's more palatable and easier for children to take. It's not as harsh as some of the other iodines that are out there. We innovated with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, and it's still available and is excellent. But we are now very excited to introduce X2. There is no other iodine anywhere near this. The other so-called nascent iodines are black and turn black on paper. The Survival Shield Nascent Iodine turns electric blue purple because it's from the pure crystal. You can literally see these ancient crystals seething with the iodine. If you think Survival Shield was powerful, X2 is the next level. Take the InfoWars challenge. Regardless, you're getting high-quality iodine that on record the government admits everyone needs. It's essential. And you're supporting the very tip of the spear in revolutionary pro-liberty media. X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. There's no other iodine like it on Earth.
Over and over again, I hear people say they would never do anything to willingly harm people. And yet, the very same people that Darren McBreen was talking about in that report there, the Health and Human Services, they were the ones who were involved in this experiment on premature infants. They would do that to them if they would give veterans depleted uranium. Now, is it any surprise to people what we see happening at the VA? When we see that they have exposed their troops knowingly to depleted uranium after they had at first banned it because of the health consequences, the same as they did with fluoride, they're not really concerned about the health consequences. That's why we've got to take it on our own. Isn't that correct, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the ultimate tool of self-empowerment is getting control of your health. Anyone can do it. It doesn't take some mass organized action to do that. So,
that's right.
I mean, that is one area where you can achieve complete success on your own if you're knowledgeable about the issues. So, I mean, once you get your health back on track, then your mind starts to function better. You can think clearer. You can create content easier. You can write better. So that is the source of everything. If you've got a solid basis, then you can move forward onto other areas with more gusto and more success.
And it's really is an info war, just as we're trying to get people educated about the health effects, get them to understand that the government is capable of doing things to people, as we've seen over and over again with the experiments in North Carolina University of North Carolina, with the experiments at University of Alabama, deliberately doing things that are going to harm people's health, not getting informed consent, doing things that they would not be ethically or legally allowed to do, even if they had informed consent. And as we see, tomorrow is going to be the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. What are they trying to do? They're trying to block information about it. We have an article here. Google was reportedly banned in China ahead of the Tiananmen Square anniversary. They said they reportedly blocked all Google services just for days before the 25th anniversary of the military clampdown on student protests centered around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The reported blockage, which has not been confirmed by the Chinese government, do you think they'll confirm that, Paul, is believed to be a deliberate act of censorship leading up to the anniversary tomorrow on June 4th. They even grabbed a fellow, Guo Jing, as he was taken away from his home in suburban Beijing. He's one of the former protesters that were there. He's going to be locked away. He's now in jail. He's going to be locked away until June 15th. And then, of course, later this week, the next day, is going to be the one-year anniversary of Ed Snowden's leaks. And the feds are now cooperating with Wikipedia editors to improve Wikipedia entries related to government publications. Paul, this sounds very much like what we were seeing happening at Bilderberg. And we talk about how the major media, the mainstream media, the old media, has been complicit in covering up information that would be embarrassing to the government. Now we see that happening here at Wikipedia. They have the Office of the Federal Register, OFR, part of the National Archives, is hosting an edathon to focus on improving Wikipedia entries related to government publications. And the interesting thing, Paul, is that what they single out here in the quote, they said specific accomplishments from the event include a new article for CFR sections, a new model for future articles about the CFR, And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations has been a large part of the global government, a large part of the American government. Pretty much every president since it was created up until 2000, every president, every presidential candidate except for Goldwater and Reagan were CFR members. And then when Reagan got appointed, he put in over 300 CFR members into the Foreign Service, into the government bureaucracy there. So they're going to work. The government's going to work with Wikipedia to make sure that they have the accurate information out there. In other words, information that the government wants out there about the CFR and about other government agencies. So now we see that kind of metastasizing even into the internet.
Going back to the China thing to begin with, there is another aspect to it which you've got to take into consideration, which is the fact that we've seen these attacks over the past few months that are getting more and more violent by the Uyghurs. This is a separatist group in the northwest of China linked to other terrorist organizations like the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, which came out of Afghanistan in the 80s and was CIA-backed. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that these Uyghur attacks are also being CIA-backed because they want to make China unstable. They want to try and create a Ukraine-style situation, which, of course, would be Ukraine on a much bigger scale and eventually topple the Chinese government with a fake Chinese spring. So you have to look at who's behind these groups that are behind these increasingly violent attacks in China to know that it's part of the agenda regarding Obama's pivot to Asia. It's about destabilizing the Chinese government because it's now, with this new gas deal, joining together with Russia and posing a threat to the unipolar world that the West stands for.
So they're shifting alliances, and we're going to talk about that in the third hour. We're going to be joined with Richie Allen, and he's going to talk to us about what's going on at Bilderberg.
The corrupt two-party failure. Tisha Cassidy for Congress. Donate now at Cassidy2014.com. CASIDA2014.com. The next generation for liberty. The independent voice we need. Paid for by the committee to elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We were talking just before the break about what's going on in China. As Paul was pointing out, there's shifting alliances that are happening. We've got China and Russia working together, as well as now Bilderberg. Perhaps one of the biggest things that we're talking about there were the transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnerships, these kind of trade agreements that mirror what Rockefeller and others have been trying to create in the Trilateral Commission for several decades. But, Paul, there was an article that was up on PrisonPlanet.com about China sending four more fighter jets to oil rig area as Vietnam threatens legal action. I thought that was pretty amazing. So there's not just the tension between the United States and Japan, between China and the United States versus and Japan together, but also now even China with Vietnam. And of course, the Vietnam War was very much a part of my life earlier. And to see that Vietnam is no domino and really never was it?
Well, exactly. And you know, there was also a China-Vietnam War as well, which killed tens and tens of thousands of people.
Yes.
But this began on May 2nd when China basically just dumped a huge state-owned oil rig inside Vietnamese territory, inside their exclusive economic zone. So, it was accompanied by PLA warships at the time, so Vietnam could do very little to repel it without starting some kind of conflict. A couple of weeks ago, we had reports of PLA troops being sent to the Vietnamese border to deal with some kind of conflict. So people down there are very, very concerned. People are evacuating in droves. Now today we've had this new report. So again, it's another flashpoint. It shows us that we need to be wary of all these different flashpoints around the world. And with Obama's pivot to Asia, they're increasingly going to be in that region of the world.
You know, I see as we come to the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, I see that CNN is patting itself on the back for covering it, and I'm glad that they cover it. And there's kind of a sense of American superiority that we're not censoring the news like China is censoring the news of Tiananmen Square, and yet we really do. When I look at the story about China and Vietnam, it reminds me of the documentary The Fog of War. That's a 2004 film from documentary filmmaker Errol Morris, where he interviewed Robert McNamara. And McNamara said it was an extended interview that he turned into a feature-length documentary, and Robert McNamara said in that he had since gone back to Vietnam, and when he was talking to the Vietnamese general about it, the Vietnamese general at one point got up and angrily slammed the table and said, "Why did you do this? You say that you did this to stop the domino theory. We've been fighting China for thousands of years for our independence. Don't you know anything about history?" And yet, with the Gulf of Tonkin and with the complicit media, they were able to keep that secret from the American public, keep that out of the textbooks in America, just like China has been able to keep Tiananmen Square out of the news, out of the textbooks.
Oh, no. I mean, you go to China and nobody knows what Tiananmen Square was. Mm-hmm. It's only people who have moved out of the country and then gone back again. That's the only way that awareness of it has spread, because there was a complete lockdown on information, obviously. But with that, I always hark back to the David Rockefeller quote. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. This is an administration that killed upwards of 30 million people. And, of course, the Tiananmen Square protesters were anti-communist. So that goes to the heart of how the global elite view these different genocides around the world, David Rockefeller. And people say, "Oh, that's a fake quote." I found the original New York Times article from 1973. It's documented. It's a real quote. A lot of these quotes, David, some, you know, you do find them to be false, but that's a genuine David Rockefeller quote about a regime that killed upwards of 30 million people. He said it was a success.
And if you like Mao's social engineering and massive starvation, you're going to love what the Bilderberg Group is playing for us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products.
Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.